It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers.
Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it's time for Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. They are always working to support local artists and arts organizations here in our community. No more urgent time than now. If you want to support out-of-work artists, Orange County Arts Organizations, and the employees of those organizations, they've got a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. You can find it online and donate to it at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Just got some great news from them. They were able to give out $19,000 in relief grants to 45 artists just yesterday, thanks to your donations. And they are still raising money for even more artists, so the more we can give, the better. That is the cause. Thanks to the Orange County Arts Commission for helping us put on Radio Concerts on the Hill. But without further ado, it is time to throw the spotlight on our artist of the day. She is an amazing singer-songwriter. She's got a career going back 2 decades. She lives now in Hillsboro, and her most recent album, Back to My Green, came out last year. With the title track off of that album, we're going to kick off Live and Local and Radio Concerts on the Hill. This is Jess Klein.
Back to my dream.
Jess Klein there, the title track off her new album, Back to My Green, kicking us off this hour on Live and Local and Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. By the way, if you want more on Jess Klein, find her online at jessklein.com, K-L-E-I-N in this case, jessklein.com. Find her on Instagram and YouTube at Ms. Jess Klein, M-S Jess Klein, and Jess Klein Music on Facebook. Much more from her as the hour continues. We got an update on local news for you coming up next at 6:12.
Explore more than 100 degrees, certificates, and diploma programs at Durham Tech. With campuses in Orange and Durham counties, students can earn credentials in architecture, automotive, culinary arts, cosmetology, information technology, public safety, and healthcare, including the only opticianry and anesthesia technology programs in the state. Durham Tech offers something for everyone, from current high school students wanting to earn college credits to adult learners wanting a career change. Visit durhamtech.edu/programs to learn more.
Hello, this is Tony Hall. When your home goes on the market, we want it to look and show its best. Decluttering the home is very important. This may include unstuffing the closets, clearing off surfaces, paring down the furniture, and tossing things you don't need. If you're planning to sell a home, let's talk about decluttering and other good ideas. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Chapel Hill is a place known for education, but it's also a great community to do business in. Known as the southern part of heaven with small town charm and big city cultural and athletic events, this is a great place to call home. We also boast of one of the best public school systems in the country, world-class healthcare facilities, and access to the most talented and well-educated employees in the world.
Chapel Hill is an amazing place to start or grow your business. Go to open2.biz.
Here is Pete with the latest on the Seagroves Agency.
We do have new agencies located around the state, so we're busy servicing all of North Carolina. We're very excited about some new carriers that we have that are competitive in the marketplace for small business and middle market commercial policies. We're now carrying Travelers, MetLife, and Liberty Mutual, just to mention a few. Please give us a call and let's discuss your commercial needs.
Call Peter Amy at the Seagroves Agency at 919-942-8733.
6:14 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. Radio Concerts on the Hill on Live and Local today, and much more from Jess Klein coming up throughout the hour. Let's catch you up on local news right now. In Chapel Hill, UNC health officials say at least 12 employees at the UNC Medical Center have tested positive for COVID-19. The UNC health system has more than 13,000 employees in all, and officials say hundreds of them have been tested for the virus. Governor Roy Cooper yesterday laid out the beginnings of a plan to reopen the state's economy, but he warned that it will have to be gradual, and we're not ready to start yet. Cooper said the state needs to make progress in three areas. We need to test more people for the virus. We need to trace individuals who test positive so we can reach out to the folks they've been in contact with. And we need to see a reduction in the number of new cases, or in other words, we need to see the curve not just flatten, but then start to go down. Cooper also warned residents that they may have to adjust to a new normal for a long time. Even after things start to reopen, we're going to have to take steps to protect high-risk residents until there's a vaccine. That likely won't be until next year at least. So until then, we may have to adjust to things like lower capacity in restaurants and stores and no massive crowds at concerts or sporting events. All of that, of course, is very easy to say and very hard to put into effect. So that's going to be a difficult conversation that is going to have to be had. The impact of COVID-19 is significant, as you can imagine, in a lot of different ways. I had a chance to speak recently with Karen Howard, who is a Chatham County commissioner, about one challenge that many are facing but isn't necessarily as readily discussed, and that's the issue of mental health. Here's what Commissioner Howard had to say earlier this week.
I do think the mental health aspect really is one of those things that we're all kind of, you know, saying chin up and you know, we can do this. Mm-hmm. But it really does have an impact on multiple populations that require some sort of support outside of what they can get within their household. And I, you know, as a parent of an autistic child, and I think I mentioned this before, the challenges of trying to homeschool him mm-hmm. are considerable. And I know that he is not getting the kind of support that he got in our public schools. So just from my personal experience, I'm aware of that. I also have kids with depression, mm-hmm. and access to their therapist is essential. And not everyone has the option of doing telemedicine. And I think about that, and I think about people that live alone and are required to, you know, shelter in place alone for multiple weeks. And, you know, quite frankly, we don't know when this will lift. So that uncertainty just adds to it. And, you know, I think if we're going to be really thoughtful about how we meet this challenge in the future, we need to be thinking about how we can mitigate the impacts for people with significant mental health challenges who have to remain at shelter in place, mm-hmm. or don't get access to the therapies and the supports they need.
That's Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. You can get more of that conversation in this week's Chatham County Roundup on our website, chapelboro.com. There's a lot of heavy news and a lot of difficult challenges related to COVID-19 and the fight against it. There is also some good news as well. Earlier this week, we reported that local officials have been trying to find more space for homeless residents to prevent any outbreaks in the local shelters. We just got a big development on that announced yesterday by State Representative Greg Meyer.
The good folks at the Quality Inn in Chapel Hill, thanks to owner Manish Atma, have taken in, are going to be taking in, the homeless folks that we were looking for a place for them to stay. And so those folks from the Interfaith Shelter and some other folks from Chapel Hill homeless community will be going to the Quality Inn. Thanks to Mayor Heminger, thanks to the folks at the Quality Inn, and thanks to Isabel Villa Garcia at the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association for their help with making that connection. That was probably the best news I got today. That was excellent.
And State Representative Greg Meyer speaking there. He said that on Facebook Live. He does those Facebook Live updates every weeknight at 7:30, and you can get all of them on his Facebook page. Time is 6:18. Get a quick update on traffic and weather together as we're moving into the evening. Of course, no rush hour to speak of today as everyone is heeding the advice and the warnings and the orders and staying at home. Continue to do that. Extremely important as we continue to get through this together. Looking at the traffic maps, it looks like everyone is doing a really good job of staying at home and not going out unless it's absolutely necessary. So continue to do that. If you do have to be out there on the roads, of course, nothing slowing you down. But one thing to report if you are heading to Carrboro, just a reminder that the intersection of Estes Drive and Greensboro Street is closed for the rest of this week and all of next week. That's because they're putting in a manhole there where that construction's going in. So you will be detoured around that intersection, and that will take you a little ways out of your way, to say the least. So give yourself more time to get where you're going if you happen to be heading that way. See anything we're not reporting? You can send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro when it's safe to do so, and let us know what's going on. As for weather, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. It's been a beautiful day. It's going to be nice tomorrow as well as we wrap up the week. Clear skies tonight with lows around 37, and then mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, a couple degrees warmer than today to wrap up the week. We do have a frost advisory in effect overnight tonight, though, with temperatures dipping down into the 30s, so take care of those outdoor plants if you got them. For the weekend, we've got highs around 70 on Saturday and Sunday. A little bit of a chance of rain both days, though. Time is 6:20. Coming up next, we'll go back to our radio concerts on the Hill. We've got a couple more songs from Jess Klein for you, beginning with one from all the way back in 2000, a song called Little White Dove, kicking off our next set. That's coming up next after this.
Olmaz Jewelers and Gabriel New York have partnered together to bring their store to your door. Olmaz Jewelers in Eastgate Crossing may be closed, but their website is open. They know you still have occasions to celebrate and gifts to give. For that reason, they've partnered with their friends at Gabriel New York to bring you free shipping and a free gift on all orders placed through the Olmaz website. Simply visit olmazjewelers.com and start shopping. Once you place an order, Gabriel will ship your items directly to your door free of charge. That's olmazjewelers.com.
Orange County DSS is collecting non-perishable food items at both of its locations, the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill and the DSS main office on Mayo Street in Hillsboro. Cash donations are also accepted. Just go to chapelboro.com and click on the article titled COVID-19 in our community, how you can help, for more information. You can also mail checks to Orange County DSS, P.O. Box 8181, Hillsboro, NC 27278.
Due to the impact COVID-19 is having on our community, University of Kia would like you to know that their hearts go out to your family, friends, and neighbors as we get through this together. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing our community with reliable transportation. University of Kia is taking all necessary precautions to keep their facilities safe, including social distancing and sanitizing the dealership throughout each day. University of Kia wants you to know that safety is their top priority right now and are honored to continue serving their community.
Tune in to the Aaron Keck Show on Tuesdays at 4:30 for the Chatham County Roundup, where we highlight personalities, businesses, news, and the overall happenings throughout Chatham County. This segment is made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. There, they believe that the art of doing business is more than just buying and selling, but that business is about people, who they are, what they stand for, and what they contribute to the world. Weaver Street Realty. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here, online at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Hi, this is Jess Klein. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
Set that loose.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Chapel Hill listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Sure.
Off a 2005 album, Strawberry Lover. That is Shona Lee, Jess Klein there. We've got more from Jess Klein, and we'll actually stick with that album as we come back with more of Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. That's next right here on the Hill.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Years ago, NASA sent a manned mission to explore a new planet they discovered. The spaceship returned as scheduled, but there was nobody inside. Your intrepid team of astronauts have embarked on a mission to figure out where the exploration went wrong. Unfortunately, your spaceship crashes and experiences major damage. Can your team make it through the escape hatch in time and return safely back to Earth?
Fun is the key at Bull City Escape. Their escape games promote creative thinking and collaboration. Register for your next game at bullcityescape.com.
Hey, I'm Cappy Hagman, and as a local real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston, making sure folks feel secure at home is at the heart of everything I do. Unfortunately, a house doesn't feel like home when the family in it is going hungry. I'm proud to partner with 97.9 The Hill to help fill the bus for Table in support of their mission of feeding children in our community. Together, we can make a difference. Here's Table's Suzanne Tormolin with more.
Table delivers bags of healthy non-perishables and fresh produce to over 700 kids every week. To make this happen, Table relies on donations from the community to fill their shelves. Without Table, these kids are at risk for hunger on the weekends, during school holidays, and the summer when they do not have access to meals at school.
Help us fill the bus for Table in partnership with Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group. Please take donations of non-perishable food items directly to Table's office at 309 East Main Street in Carrbrook. Or stay home and make a financial contribution by visiting TableNC.org. All contributions to Table will help local children living with food insecurity.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
6:33, your time. You're listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill this hour, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support artists, arts organizations, and the employees of those organizations here in Orange County, they've got a fund going, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. You can find that online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. This week, they were able to give out $19,000 worth of relief grants to 45 different artists. They're going to keep that going, so all the help they can get is going to be much appreciated and go into a great cause as we all get through this together. This hour, we've got the spotlight on Jess Klein, a great singer-songwriter who now lives in Hillsboro. JessKlein.com, her website, K-L-E-I-N, JessKlein.com. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube at Ms. Jess Klein, M-S. Jess Klein, and we are walking through her incredible career. We are currently up to 2005. She put out an album that year called Strawberry Lover, which is terrific. This next song kicking off this set is off of that. Here's Jess Klein from 15 years ago with Soda Water.
Auburn hair out of taxi Leicester Square, like a lion in black, sends up the windows and leans on back. Harmonies dripping from the trees, order me a soda water. Rifle swinging at my knees, order me a soda water. My castle in knees, it's on a cold, on a beach, where a girl can move slow in a pace she wants to know. So I showed him my card. He was stunned by the scars, and he said, "That ain't right. Come on now, baby, I'll..." soda water. Rifle swinging at my knees, order me a soda water. We all know, but this room late at night is where I'm keeping my candle bright. And I weave up these lines, green and thick, rutted vines. At the window, they all grow and all slick in the grass below. Where I run, not a care. Order me a soda water. Baseball bat swinging at my knees. Order me a soda water. Honey's dripping from the trees. Order me a soda water. Rifle swinging at my knees. Order me a soda water. Order me a soda water. Order me a soda water. And what's a traveling woman to do? I'm in Chicago, it's a quarter to two. Can't go out walking on the streets alone. But there's nobody here to make me at home. Someone to take the weight off me. Show me someone who will bring me to his town. Take me out and twirl me all around. Tell me he's so glad for what he's found. But don't ever make me put my suitcase down. He said he loved me and I should be his kin, but that my traveling would do him in. The next one told me I could travel a lot, but when I came back, another girl he got. They make me feel like I can't. Or my timing's just too sublime. Then there was Jimmy with his black cross tattoos, but he was busy with his own set of blues. The way my heart felt between Joey and Mike is what the desert between oceans feels like. In certain ways I've been around. I'm just a baby girl. Show me someone who will bring me to his town. Take me out and twirl me all around. Tell me he's so glad for what he's found. But don't ever make me put my suitcase. Please don't make me put my suitcase. I don't wanna put my suitcase down. I don't wanna put it down. I don't wanna put it down.
Ninety-seven-nine, The Hill.
Instead of standing here.
Jess Klein there from 2014 with Learning Faith. We'll go back to her most recent album, Back to My Green, as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
Hendrick Subaru South Point is going the extra mile. They're taking extra precautions by freshly sanitizing every Subaru to help keep clients and employees safe. Schedule a test drive at your home or office and receive a $50 Target gift card. You'll also be entered to win in the drawing for the grand prize of a $500 gift card. Rates as low as 0% and no payments for 90 days. Leases start at just $176 per month. Visit us online at HendrickCars.com. Hendrick Subaru South Point. Here today, here tomorrow. Here when you need us most.
Chuck here from Wild Birds Unlimited of Chapel Hill. Birds don't take a spring break. In spring, feeders will attract the widest variety of birds. Nutritious live mealworms for bluebirds to feed their young. Long-lasting seed cylinders keep your birds satisfied when you're away. A nectar feeder brings excitement to your yard. Hummingbirds are back, so get your feeders out. Without shells, our no-mess blend is great for keeping decks, patios, and flower beds clean. We're near the Harris Cedar in Chapel Hill North on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, just south of 40.
Hi, this is Jess Klein. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
I'm a mammal, baby. My body knows how to fight and how to run and how to let it all go. When you see me sprawling across the grass, it's because I slipped the danger. Now I've let it all pass. And I'm starting to realize, put down and paralyzed ain't the place for me. Oh, no, no, no. Yes, I'm starting to truly know I'm not built to hold all your anxiety. I'm better at breathing. I'm a part of nature, born in blood. And when I die, my body will return in the mud. But my human spirit, something divine, something uncontained by all your numbers and lines. And though I've known my share of pain and felt the shame turning me dead inside, oh no, 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 I just don't choose to sit in blame. I sink so low, I need to run and hide.
Ninety-seven-nine, The Hill.
Okay, let me tell you how it's gonna be. starting the moment you're on your own feet. You'll be walking so proud and then you'll fall. Use everything that you can to get back up again. Did you learn the best lesson of all? Go fall in love, kid, you'll fall down some more. Blind ambition won't even the score. But don't let your shame come and hide you away. Do your best just to feel it. The pain makes you real if you let it pass through and away. Kid, I was once a child just like you, wishing to skip pain I had to go through. But there's no way around the beat of your heart. Listen, don't follow its sound. It'll pull you back up, kid, the same way it did from the start. The longer you're here, the more you will find. The road growing steeper the further you climb. Give yourself time to gather your breath. Then watch the summit appear when you heed that old voice saying one foot in front of the next. Kid, I was once a child just like you. Rising and falling, learned you gotta be true and leave all the questions to heaven above. And when you get to where I am, you'll see it so clearly. The goal of your journey is love.
Wraps up Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you enjoy Jess Klein, visit her online at jessklein.com, Jess Klein Music on Facebook, and Ms. Jess Klein on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to support out-of-work artists, employees of arts organizations, and arts organizations in general, visit the Orange County Arts Support Fund, artsorange.org/support fund is the website.